Good afternoon. This is your host, Duran, on this podcast. Repent, a voice crying out in the wilderness. Thank you for joining me today, and we are continuing our discussion on L versus C, liberal versus conservative. And with the last podcast that we spoke, we just kind of went in a little bit of definition on what liberal is, what conservative is, and even what a Christian is. And we used a simplified version of what those definitions could be. Now, before we get involved in depth in this conversation this afternoon, I simply just want to go ahead and begin with a word of prayer. We always want to begin with a word of prayer. So if you will all just bow your heads with me and close your eyes, we'll open with a word of prayer. Our dear most gracious Father in heaven, we thank you so much that you, the King of the universe, have not only provided each one of us with a day of life, a day and a breath in each of our bodies, but the fact that you brought us to this point today. Help each one, send us a blessing, but send us your Holy Spirit more than anything else to lead and teach us and guide us into all truth. We pray that you be with us in this discussion, be with the minds, open us up to lift us up to heavenly things. And we pray and ask these things in Christ's name. We ask. Amen. So one thing I wanted to do just with this podcast, and it will not be a very long one today, but I simply wanted to go ahead and not have too much time separated out from the last podcast to this podcast. And what I simply mean by that is this. There can be a lot of skepticism based off of what we discussed, how it was stated, the definitions themselves, and then mainly leaving you with the question, what does this have to do with anything, really? I mean, why? I mean, yeah, you could talk about anything, and definitely you could do that. But why is this something that I've been kind of had on my mind, something that I've studied out for a while? You know, what's the deal? How are we making this applicable? Since that's what I always am saying, that with all things, we need to make them applicable to ourselves. And it came to mind, I needed to make sure that this was clarified. The main reason that this discussion needs to happen, and that has been so cumbersome on my mind, is that when we use these terms, and it's just period, overall, with every single thing everywhere that you say and do, words are significant to the smallest, to the greatest. Whatever those words may be, whether it be hello to love, they are all very important in exactly how they are used. Now, the English language, the modern English language, with all its subdirects of slang that has been infused into the culture of America and the North American English, the problem stems from not only having multiple words that sound the same but mean different things, but words that mean the same thing but are different words, and depending on what you are referring to or what you're talking about will depend on the word choice and even tone, inflection, and so forth on. But not to go off on a tangent in that regard, simply just the fact that getting to the principle that words are very important. Specific words are very important. So when we use the words conservative or liberalism, or I should say conservative or liberal, and then you add Christian on top of that or behind it subsequently, so conservative Christian, liberal Christian, vice versa, you can even say Christian liberal, Christian conservative. Either way, we spoke a little bit about oxymorons, you know, jumbo shrimp and so forth on, dark light. When we look at conservative Christian, liberal Christian, a Christian being a follower of Christ and a believer in his teachings and who he was, it really comes down to understanding to say that when these terms are used, especially in the Adventist message, the Seventh-day Adventist message, preparing those to be prepared for the second coming of Christ, which is soon upon us, even at the doors. When we use these terminologies, even within our own church, to distinguish ourselves or to distinguish churches from each other, well, if you go to this church, this Seventh-day Adventist church, they're very conservative there. As if you go to this church over here for the Seventh-day Adventist church, oh, this one is very liberal. Or you have some liberals with going into the conservative churches and they're causing friction, or you'll just have membership of, you have a variance of conservative and liberals that both attend the same church. So it's neither specifically conservative or liberal, depending on the leadership in the church, the pastor, deacons, elders, and so forth on. The problem that this conditions us to have is simply this. Even within the Church of God, and not the denomination, the Church of God, but within the church, when we label ourselves as conservative or liberal and refer to ourselves in the Christian aspect or in the Seventh-day Adventist aspect, we take power away from the gospel. We take power away from our witness. It confuses those outside, but it also muddles the line of what the true Christian is and what is not. God continually, from Old Testament times till he returns the second time to take his people home, has always meant for the people to be distinguished and separate from amongst the world. Come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you unto myself. When Scripture outlines to not partake in that of the world, all who love the world cannot love the Father. They cannot love Christ. For love of the world is enmity with God. The nation of Israel, the Jewish nation, were to be separate from the rest of the world. But in their separation, they were supposed to, with the oracles of truth, with the commandments and with the laws given, they were to draw the nations of the world to God. Jesus himself says, if I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. We have to lift up Christ, not only through the gospel and through the message, but through our example, through our testimony, through our lives. And when he is lifted up and glorified, not ourselves, then all those, you see it, testimony after testimony. People gotten up and spoken in front of a crowd, and someone is drawn to the person of Christ that they see inside of that individual living out. That's our mission. But when we place the terms of conservative or liberal in the churches, and that's how we operate, it's not simply, I just consider myself to be very conservative. I stick to what the plan is, and I'm not very good with change, or I'm very liberal. I'm kind of loose on my translation of things. I'm kind of okay with making changes, you know, depending on the time and the society and how things are going, you know, this and that. That's not the point. And that's not what I'm saying. When we look at the definition truly, you cannot be conservative and or liberal being a true Christian, because Christ was not himself a conservative or a liberal. He was distinctly different from the world. The world can have all its subcategories of conservative, liberal, independent, and so forth on. That's not what God has planned nor instructed for his church. And this is only one aspect, one avenue where the church is supposed to be different from the world. We're not getting into the topic of all those different things, what they could be, but I just simply wanted to make sure that this podcast was able to follow shortly after placing the other one online, that we truly understand what it means and what it is. So I thank you for the time, and we will come back. This is not the end, but this is the end of this podcast. I do thank you for the time that you've spent with me. Again, feel free to share your thoughts. Ask any questions. Make any statements. And we will definitely continue this conversation in the future, God willing. So, with that said, by God's grace, until next time, God bless.